The White Line by John Ferguson. Before McNab had negotiated the pivoted chair at the dinner table on the liner Magnificent, it was her first night out from Sandy Hook, he was greeted by a feminine welcome. "So we meet again, Mr. McNab." Mrs. Westmacott looked up at him with a smile on her clever face. She was a chance acquaintance made on the journey from Washington. McNab expressed his pleasure. "You are in luck," she said with a nod. "So I see," he returned with a ceremonious bow. "Poof! It is not because they place you next me. You didn't think I meant that." McNab looked around as he picked up his spoon. "Well, it's the luckiest thing I perceive at the moment. Quite enough to content me," he added. "Why, man, they've given you a front seat for the comedy, and you don't know it. What a waste. There are people on board who'd give $1,000 cash down to change places with you."
"I wouldn't accept," said McNab, "unless you changed also."
"Ha! And in the train you denied you were Irish." To this, McNab's only response was an enigmatic smile. People at the tables were a little hushed, subdued. But that was the usual state of affairs on the first night out. Later, when they got to know each other, the laughter and the chatter would flow. But the scene that met his eye was gay enough, with the women's multicoloured frocks and the shimmer of their jewels.
"Do you never ask questions, Mr. McNab?"
As he turned to her, Mrs. Westmacott made a moo at him, evidently anxious to impart the information his roving glance had failed to discover. He laughed, internally, at the notion that he was an incurious person. His head ached yet with investigations which had kept his mind keyed up for weeks.
"I was looking for the comedy you spoke of," he said.
Mrs. Westmacott turned to him, the morsel of fish poised on the end of her fork.
"And found it?"
He shook his head. She leant towards him confidentially.
"To the right, opposite, the girl in black, between the two young men. You must recognize her."
"I am not up in types of American beauty, not feminine ones anyhow," he amended. "Still, I seem to..."
"I should think so, indeed. Her picture is in every paper. That is Sally Silver."
"Really? Sally Silver? Now, where have I heard that name before?"
Mrs. Westmacott laughed.
"How perfectly delicious you are. Oh, how I wish she could hear you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?